Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, I don't know what it is with gators right now. Is it like spicy gator season? Are they just particularly sassy right now? I'm not quite sure. Daily Caller has this piece of a veteran MMA fighter and he's a military veteran and an MMA fighter, Mike Dragich. He fought and caught a 10-foot alligator outside of a Florida elementary school. And the image is of literally him with like a pole. And him, he's like holding all these people back. Everybody's got cameras. It looks like there's, you know, some emergency vehicles in the back. And he's like brawling with this gator. He is a licensed alligator trapper. And it was a glorious brawl. I mean, he wrestled with this thing. He wrestled with it. It was at Jacksonville Elementary School. And he caught it. He dragged this thing around. And I will say the gator was like nearby where the playground was. Holy cow. So this guy needs to be cloned and sent out all throughout Florida. So, it was an amazing brawl. I'll make sure I send that out to y'all, those of you who get the email newsletter. And last but not least, this is a good story. A 14-year-old Florida kid won the National Spelling Bee with a word used to describe animals and plants that live in sandy soil environments, samophile. It has two M's and starts with a P.S., and the eighth grader from Largo, Dev Shaw, won. And he also spelled some other things that I can't say. Because I literally can't pronounce them. So he wins. 14-year-old from Florida, congratulations. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double-stack magazine holds 15+1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec.
Seen interacting with the crowd shortly after that fall. But given voters' concerns about the president's age, this is an image that his critics are already capitalizing on and pouncing on.
Donald
Trump
That's
was quick
we
to weigh in on
for.
This. But David, the bottom line tonight, the White House says the president simply tripped and he is doing well.
Welcome back to the Daily Pounce. You all right over there, Kane?
Can we not just point out what actually happens?
We can't. How
without
dare you
being
pounce
labeled
on them?
As pouncing?
Seizing the pounce. That's a. Is that. Seizing the pounce is good.
Pouncing on the seed.
Yeah, how does that work? Which one comes first? Like chicken, egg, seize, pounce? I don't know. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here. Dana Pouncing Lash here. The media has been egregiously bad this week. Not that they're. Let me rephrase that. They're always bad. They're better this week. Just seems. I kind of sat back. I was looking at some of this after the whole fall thing, and I was watching the way that the media was like, that's not anything you got to rush to spin. We're not like you people. We're not like y'all on the left for the drive-bys listening. We don't go out and make fun of old people falling. You know, we don't sit here and, oh, my God, we don't do that stuff. That is not. And if we see if there would be anybody on our side that does it and they're within smacking distance, they get smacked. We don't do that's what the left does. The left runs out there. How can like look the Trump shuffle with the ramp? Look, I'm just like one example. They went out there and immediately began making fun of him.
For
a whole year.
Yeah.
There were animated little cartoons, all kinds of stuff. And so it's this whole way that they don't need to sit here and rush and jump and try to. It's not gonna. They don't need to do that. It just looks stupid. But I will say, it does bring up a lot of questions, because this is one of many, many, many times this dude's fallen in public in front of everybody. Now, that one, he made trip to, he couldn't really get up very well, and that kind of concerned me. The fall didn't concern me as much as, like, he was struggling to get up. And then, you know, he's fallen upstairs. He's fallen downstairs. He's fallen when there have been no sandbags around. I mean, there's just, you know. And on bikes. Let's not forget that. That was horrible. It looked like somebody didn't know how to ride a bike. What is up with them? You got Feinstein, Fetterman, and Biden? Like, they're going to, whatever they got to do to keep something.
Maybe we got Putin deep diving for treasure and riding bears, and we got Biden.
Well, that was like 15 years ago.
No, I know.
He's now shaky leg McPillow face.
I'm just saying, there's some world leaders.
He looks like a bald Jocelyn Wildenstein.
That look at this guy.
Don't Google her.
And lose respect. They lose respect for this guy.
Yeah, I don't know how old he was when he pretended to dive for treasures in the Baltic Sea. I don't know how old he was then, but I don't want. Even if it's a Democrat, I do not want the leader of my country to look weak, right? I want the leader of my country to basically look like a character out of Broforce, which is a video game if you've never played. And it's hysterical. But I want my leader to look strong. Is he on steroids? I want you to ask that. And I want you to be like, he might be crazy enough to push a button. He might be, aliens are afraid of him. We're not afraid of aliens. Aliens are afraid of him. Those are the kind of feelings that I want to inspire. I'm not electing your BFF, you know, your Saturday morning cartoon character. I want a jackass in the White House. I always have wanted this because I think that peace through strength, and that's part of it. And that's why I think the media is like with the DeSantis stuff. He just doesn't like reporters. And who would? I mean, you had that one silly cow from, what was it, the AP? Who asked him that question yesterday. One of the stupidest things I've ever seen. What an idiot. I mean, he's talking to voters. Why are you taking questions from voters? Jeez. Just one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. But they're trying to, oh, he's too, you want it to be just mean enough, but not too mean. And they're trying to make him look like, oh, it's too mean. They've had a banner week. How do you pronounce his name? People are pouncing on the Biden fall. Oh, and then the Hunter Biden stuff. Jiminy Christmas. That's a whole other thing.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this apparently just happened at Ron DeSantis' rally in, was he in South Carolina? Yeah. Listen to this. This lady called him a fascist.
We're not going to let you impose an agenda on our kids. We're going to stand up for our kids. We're going to make sure to do it right.
We had to be careful with it because it just came in. And so she called him a blanking fascist. Right. So you can just, you know, let your imagination work there. And I do think that it's interesting. This disruptor apparently believes that it's fascist for parents to control the age appropriateness of the material to which their kids are exposed. We have a crisis of abject stupidity in this country. Jiminy Christmas. So that just happened. Also, some of the other stuff that we have here. This CIA chief made secret visits to China in a bid to thaw relations. Now, is that... seem, I don't know, Kane, is that, I don't know, it's a Bill Burns traveled to China last month, and he visited
Secret.
Yeah. They went to China last month, and they were trying to fix, I guess, some deteriorating relations. So send the CIA.
Stuff with the Bidens in China, and now they're being secret with China on this? It's like, that's not a good look.
Neither the White House nor CIA commented. So I don't know if they're having, I mean, surely they have a White House press conference today. Maybe KJP can be asked of that. Like, this was the highest level visit to China by U.S. officials since Wendy Sherman visited in July of 2021. And so apparently it was a very delicate mission trying to restore. I don't know if it worked, but they've been trying to, I guess, try to fix it. I would be, if I were China, I mean, you all are the ones who've been sending spy balloons and stealing IP and doing all this other stuff. You all kiss our ring. They don't go that way. We don't work that way. It doesn't run opposite to that. I just think, speaking of China, There's videos of these people riding electric bikes and then falling down, like, boom, right in the street. Because their rent-a-bike, their e-bike, they automatically cut the power off if you ride out of its service zone or if you go past your time. And it just, like, well, you'll fall down in the middle of the street. I'm watching these people potentially break all of their necks. It's wild. PetSmart faces a boycott because they have what is a pride dog bikini. And I'm looking at some of the description. For instance, it says it's a cat harness. There's a cat harness. It says, quote, provide your kitten with a colorful and amazing matching harness and leash, while also reaffirming your belief and unconditional love. I mean, I get it. It's probably really important for them that their dog wears a bikini, saying that they're a dude who likes to have sex with other dude parts, and advertise that as they're walking in the park. You, Kane's dying, but you know, it's true. Here's where I'm going to make people mad. I think if you're putting bikinis on your animals, you're a moron, and I want to boycott you. That's dumb. I find that incredibly offensive. They have a picture of a dog in a bikini, and it's like a rainbow bikini. Now, if you want to advertise that you're a moron by putting your dog in a bikini of whatever advocacy, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not in charge. I'm not the elected official of the United States. I don't get to introduce laws in Congress like jail people who put dogs in bikinis. I don't get to do that. That's why you shouldn't elect me. I would never represent anyone who would have me. Now, they also apparently donated, let me look at this. They donated some money, this was some years ago, to a K through 12 educational program supporting in-school child gender transition without parental consent. Okay, now that you can go ahead and protest them for. But just for the bikini alone, because there are people out there who are like, I'm mad at the PetSmart stuff, their pride, whatever, pet things. And I don't want to, you know, I'm going to boycott them for that. I don't care if somebody, I mean, I'm not ever going to buy it. I don't care if an adult wants, I think it's dumb. I think if you put that on your dog, you're abusing your dog. And I know you can get mad at me all you want. You can send me hate mail. I'm going to print it out. And then what I'll do is I'm going to lay it all out in my driveway. And I'm going to get my purchased on Amazon mini, what is the thing that I have? Kane, the with the wheels?
Segway.
And I will drive over it back and forth while shooting an air rifle, since I'm in like a city limits and I can't. So that's what I'll do. I will do that. So don't send it to me. Or I'll take it to the range and I'll affix it to the target and I'll take it back 20 yards and I'll blow holes in it. So don't send me hate mail about it. But now donating to the gender transition program for school kids. Yeah, go ahead. I don't shop at PetSmart. A lot of their stuff's made in China. So I don't, and you guys know how crazy I am about that. I don't shop there. They have too much of their junk made in China. But the Pride dog bikini, I just want to make sure that we're going about this in a smart way. If there's like an adult t-shirt that has rainbow stuff on it, I don't care what other adults do. I do to an extent, but I'm also very busy and I'm also trying to, you know, looking at a million other things. But when it starts targeting kids is when I have an issue. And I think that there is a fine line to walk when you're talking about conservatism and then you're talking about being a counter-revolutionary as well. Because counter-revolutionaries also realize that individuals, you have freedom in the United States, but when you're starting to involve other people's kids or creating persuasion programs for kids, then that becomes an entirely separate issue that does not fall into policy, that falls into propaganda. And everyone has a right to speak out and loudly proclaim that they're not going to go shop at whatever institution or whatever store. Or they have every right to do that. But I think it has to be done in a smart way. Like, I'm not going to get mad if there's like rainbow sprinkles offered at an ice cream place. But now if the ice cream place is donating, like PetSmart was, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to a group advocating for the transition sans parental consent with school kids, then yeah, I'm going to have a problem with it. So I want to make sure that we're being really wise. I got a piece of hate mail. What is this? Where's this at? Steve sent it to. I'm just going to say the guy's name. Joseph Waters sent me an email saying, and if you're nice, I won't give out your contact info. If you're mean, I'll find everything about you and plaster it all over the internet. I will do that. So he goes, just exactly why is Dana advertising for Dawn? I don't even know who Dawn is. Is that the dish soap?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So he writes, just exactly why is Dana advertising for Dawn, who is promoting you can't cancel pride nonsense? She says one thing on her podcast and her advertisers say the opposite on every commercial break. Won't be listening until the Alphabet Mafia ads are pulled. Sad. Another sellout? So someone needs to explain to this dumbass how advertising works. Because that's not how it works. It's pretty simple. So this must be on the podcast. I don't even know who advertises on the podcast. I don't choose the advertisers on the podcast. I don't get anything from the advertisers on the podcast. That isn't how advertising works.
And also, Dawn isn't our advertiser. It's tailoring to your algorithm, buddy. So,
maybe Joseph needs to stop looking up pride stuff. And maybe the algorithm then won't cater to him by promoting that kind of advertising to him based upon his previous search results.
Yeah.
And that is why you don't email me stupid stuff. Scene.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.